Hey, welcome to Dogs Are Smarter Than People, the podcast. That is weird, but helpful. Us in real life. I'm Carrie Jones. I'm an internationally best-selling novelist and reporter, and now a podcaster. And with me, as always, is my husband, Sean Kelly Farrar. What are you, Sean?
I'm here with 3 days, apparently.
That means you're going to be a murderer soon, probably.
Oh, that's right.
But every podcast, we do a random thought, and then we give you a little life help, maybe.
Usually based on a dog's advice.
And then a dog tip, right. And it's all meant to be good happiness, man.
It's fun.
So chill back, relax, maybe you'll learn something.
Maybe you'll laugh.
Welcome to our podcast.
I'm going to sound a little more chirpy than that.
I'm not going to fake. And Shawnee's a little crying crank today.
I'm not cranky.
He's a little stressed out. He's doing a carry.
I'm not cranky. And you're really good at it.
Oh!
You do it every night.
Oh, I knew that was coming, and I was like, please don't do it.
I gave you low calls.
Please don't go low.
I gave you low. No, it wasn't low. It's low than me.
Anyways, every podcast we start off with some random piece of weird news or randomness or whatever, and 2 seconds ago, I found this on UBI.com by Ben Hooper, and the headline is, Guess Hoot?
Which is apparently kind of funny in itself, huh?
Yeah, it's because it's Guess Hoot! Screech Owl invades Connecticut home and hides among the board games.
Is that the little owl right
there? Yes, it has an adorable photo courtesy of the town of West Hartford Police Department, so we're going to snap that, I guess. And it's like...
It's so tiny.
It's a little itty bitty baby Screech Owl, and it's in the board games, man. It's cute as...
Well, owls are supposed to be smart, right? So maybe just it's a gamer and a reader.
So basically in West Hartford, which is where my ex-husband is from, a po-po and an animal control officer and some other people. A person from a place called Hook, which is a rehabilitation center, all went inside the house to get the little baby owl. It's not a baby. It's just so cute. It looks like a baby.
I know.
And it's just hanging out there, man.
Did
just
they
like,
get it out or what?
Oh, yeah. But it's so cute. It's just like hanging out in your battleship and Catan Jr. above kids' cards and like just like kind of hanging out. It's just so cute. Honest to God.
They got an operation.
They got a lot of games. They got hippos.
Wheel of Fortune.
Dude, they have Hi-Ho Cheerio. Hi-Ho Cheerio!
Are some of these games old or they still make like Hi-Ho Cheerio? Yeah. Hungry Hungry Hippos.
And Candyland.
I think Hungry Hungry Hippos went away because people were getting their fingers chewed on by the hippo mouths or something.
They also have Goosebumps the board game, which seems oldish.
I don't know. They're like Walmart. They still sell pretty bit of games. Quite a bit of board games.
But Screech Owls themselves are so cool, right?
Are they small?
They belong to the genus Megascops, and there are 23 different species of them. And there's 2 Eastern Screech Owls with like haunting calls, according to YouTube. What do you want to hear?
I wonder if those people in that house got to hear the owl before they saw it.
Oh no! Hold on, let me get it.
Well, that's not haunting. It's cute.
Most people think it's eerie, and it's called a tremolo. And it's usually when they're trying to mate. Like, hey baby, where you at? Hey, I'm over here. And then they call back and forth. It's like texting, but not texting, right? Because they want to make sure that they know where each other is at all times and they're not playing around with some other screech owl.
Well, that's true.
It's adorable, isn't it?
Yeah, the males are like, I gotta figure out how to throw my voice so I can hang out in your nest for a little bit.
No, I'm not at the bedroom. No, no, I'm over here at the window. Yeah, yeah, there's nothing going on. John keeps saying he's ready, but he's not.
It's just because I have the very remnants of the cold.
He's like, I'm ready. Snuff. I'm ready. Cool.
Well, I have to clear everything out.
It's just like what? Every night?
Clearing shit out? I mean, clearing stuff out?
No, you're saying you're ready.
That's my goal. Oh.
The guy went low and you didn't even get low. It.
I did. Man. It just took me a second.
Alright, so this is called Promises, Promises. Writers promise readers a lot. Oh no, there's dogs. The dogs are gonna bark.
They're not barking.
I feel like it. Alright, so anyways, writers are promise makers.
Are they?
Yes, sir. Writers are promise makers because we tell our readers that we're going to give them something just because of the cultural expectations that happen when someone opens our books, right?
Yeah.
So even though we don't realize it, we're promising.
What are you promising them?
Well, we promise them a character.
That they'll get the same thing every night? After oh they're God. Married? That they get before they're married?
Oh my
no, I'm just teasing, baby. But that's kind of a cultural expectation, right?
Yeah, I guess yeah. It is. So anyways. We tend to promise. All right, and all of this is kind of like if you're not super avant-garde. That's my cat. So typically, a writer promises the readers a character. The book's about someone. We reveal different aspects about that character as we show them act or react to the things that go on in the book. And the character will likely have something they want and something they yearn for, and there will be things that keep that from happening.
Isn't there a term for all that?
A character.
Character arc?
Oh, well, that's the emotional change that happens as the character goes about.
Trying to get the things
yeah,
they want.
Yeah, yeah. That's right. Evolve. So, what else do we promise?
You, writers, promise things are going to happen.
So, you can call this a plot if you're into it, and you don't have to.
You can call this cause and effect, or an action sequence. You don't have to do that either.
But stuff happens in your story, and that's what makes your story a story. So, to show the character, put them on a journey, we have these things happening to them. And usually those things involve a problem, or a character, as they trudge forward and try to get their wants. Right now, Carrie wants a new kitchen, but is Carrie getting that want? No, what are the obstructions for this character named Carrie? Money.
The character does make choices, though. Those choices have ripple effects.
Like buying this house.
Sounds like life, right?
You got it. So what's the next one that we promise?
We promise that we're going to tell a story in a certain way.
So you can call this a point of view, and it has a lot to do with that.
You can call this voice, and it has a lot to do with that.
You can call this mood, even, but that's a little reach.
The voice of the story creates an atmosphere. It tells the reader if they can trust the narrator or not. The word choice of the narrator and voice can tell the reader about the character.
So the point of view is all about how immediate the relationship is between the reader and the narrator. If it's first person, that I point of view, then it's going to be pretty immediate. Third person omniscient, that all-knowing voice, usually not so much. What else do we promise as our dogs play?
We promise a setting.
There needs to be a world where all of this play takes place. Settings and details. And there's one more big thing.
We promise to make sense.
So unlike this podcast, a book is supposed to make sense.
This podcast makes a fair amount of sense.
Alright, so an old editor's blog post by Beth Hill puts it out there pretty succinctly, and Sean's going to read the quote.
You promised an entertaining story. You promised a believable story. You promised a story that fits a genre if you write genre novels. You promised something different. A new character, a different world, a different dilemma, a different outcome. Promised cohesion and logic.
We promise so much, don't we?
Yes.
It's like when you're getting married.
Yes.
But I mean, if you picked up a book and it made no sense, what would make it make no sense? If there was no character, if there was no plot, if there was no cohesion? confusion, there was no cause and effect, you know.
But sometimes even if it's got all that, it still just sucks.
That's positive.
I mean, you
way
know.
To motivate and uplift my friend.
But
not your book, people. Yeah. Not your book. He's not talking about your book.
He's talking about life. Dog tip for life. So, one of our dogs here is Bogey. Says, don't make promises you can't keep. As she sits with her leash in her mouth.
Oh no, is she?
No.
Oh, I thought she was.
Oh my god, I'd be so happy if she was that smart. Instead, she just sits by the front door like a perfect little girl. And waits. And hopes. But anyways, her point was,
don't make promises you can't keep.
That's right.
That's brilliant, man. That's brilliant.
But in the offering world, ooh, that's...
But this is life, man. This is our life.
That's kind of... Oh, this dog's it for life.
Yeah, because that's important.
And if you do make those promises, just make them up the next time.
I just learned so much about you.
Make it extra.
Oh, no. Please. Good luck with your writing, folks. And life. Maybe more with your life.
Keep hacking away at both of them.
Oh, that sounds good.
Gross.
This sounds like Dexter, like a serial killer.
Making little bits of forward motion every time you try. That's all that matters.
Yes.
Hi, baby. Give us a shout out.
Hey, the music we've clipped and shortened in this podcast is awesome and is made available through the Creative Commons license. Who's that artist and what's that song?
I don't know, man.
You do, you know?
I do. I've even said summer spleef if I broke for free.
And we have extra content all about living happy on the livinghappy.substack.com blog, and it's pretty awesome. And we also have a writing tips podcast called Write Better Now.
They're both awesome.
But our brand new
amazing creepy podcast is Dude No. It's like that. You gotta say it like that.
He does say it. It's true crime with an occasional foray into the paranormal and the macabre, and it's awesome. And finally, we have a podcast,
Love and Mystery,
which we stream live
on Gary's Facebook and Twitter and YouTube on Fridays, but every other Friday.
Every other Friday, not because we're late.
So be sure to check her Facebook and Twitter for the dates where we are going to be podcasting live and making fools of ourselves.
Live.
We're going to do a Hot Wings challenge real soon.
Oh, dear God.
That's always a good one.
Anyways, all my Twitter handles and Facebook handles and blah, 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 it's either Carrie Jones Books or Carrie Jones Book. Carrie with a C-A-R-R-I-E. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Yeah, thank you so much. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share.
Be kind to us, everybody.
Oh, yeah.